Burlington, Vermont. Winter has come late this season, as it has every year since the end of the war. Snow blankets the house and surrounding farmland and frosts the trees that shade the dirt track by the river. Everything about this scene is peaceful, except the man with me. He insists on calling himself the Wacko, because everyone else calls me that, why shouldn't you? His stride is fast and purposeful. The cane given to him by his doctor and wife serves only to stab at the air.
To be honest, I wasn't surprised to be nominated for vice president. Everyone knew a coalition party was inevitable. I'd been a rising star, at least until I self-destructed. That's what they said about me, right? All the cowards and hypocrites who'd rather die than see a real man express his passion. So what if I wasn't the world's best politician? I said what I felt, I wasn't afraid to say it loud and clear, and that's one of the main reasons I was the logical choice for co-pilot. We made a great team. He was the light, I was the heat. Different parties, different personalities, and let's not kid ourselves, different skin colors as well. I knew I wasn't the first choice. I know who my party secretly wanted, but America wasn't ready to go that far. Stupid, ignorant, and generally infuriatingly Neolithic as it sounds. They'd rather have a screaming radical for a VP than another one of those people. So I wasn't surprised at my nomination. I was surprised at everything else.
You mean the elections?
Elections? Honolulu was still a madhouse. Soldiers, congressmen, refugees, all bumping into one another trying to find something to eat or a place to sleep or just to find out what the hell was going on. And that was paradise next to the mainland. The Rocky Line was just being established. Everything west of it was a war zone. Why go through all the trouble of elections when you could have Congress simply vote for extended emergency powers? The Attorney General had tried it when he was mayor of New York and almost got away with it, too. I explained to the president that we didn't have the energy or resources to do anything but fight for our very existence.
Why did he say that?
Well, let's just say he convinced me otherwise.
Can you elaborate?
I could, but I don't want to mangle his words. The old neurons aren't firing like they used to.
Please try.
You'll fact-check with his library?
I promise.
Well, we were in his temporary office, the presidential suite of a hotel. He'd just been sworn in on Air Force Two. His old boss was sedated in the suite next to us. From the window, you could see the chaos on the streets, the ships at sea lining up to dock, the planes coming in every 30 seconds, and ground crew pushing them off the runway once they landed to make room for new ones. I was pointing to them, shouting and gesturing with the passion I'm most famous for. We need a stable government and fast. I kept saying, elections are great in principle, but this is no time for high ideals.